Back in January, Boston officials cleared out the tent encampment near the intersection of Massachusetts Avenue and Malniakass Boulevard. But over the last few months, the warm weather has lured dozens of people back to the area that's referred to as Mass and Cass. City health workers, police, and business owners say there's more violence there now. Because of violence this spring, the neighborhood's so-called engagement center, where people could drop in during the day to use restrooms or be connected with services, is operating in a limited capacity. The city says it's placed more than 200 people in permanent and transitional housing. All supportive housing is currently full as Boston officials look for more units and more locations for drop-in centers to offer services. We recently visited Mass and Cass with some city officials.
I'm Devin Larkin, Bureau Director for Recovery Services for the Boston Public Health Commission, and we are standing on the corner of Atkinson Street and Southampton Street.
And no tents, but a lot of structures under which people seem to be staying?
Yes, so this summer we've had challenges with people using more tarp-like structures instead of tents. We haven't seen a ton of tents pop up over the course of the summer, but there are a lot of tarp structures that we're working on. Getting people into a better space and getting those structures taken down.
I would say dozens of people.
Yeah, our AM count today was 162.
I was walking over here and I noticed it looked like they were trying to revive someone in a tent who was having a hard time. And there are a lot of people cleaning up needles, a lot of orange syringe caps around. How would you describe it?
Yeah, well, right now we're staffing the street with three recovery services outreach staff who are retrieving those syringes, engaging with folks, trying to get people to go inside for the day, and also responding to overdose emergencies and any other medical emergencies that might take place. We have nursing on the street with Healthcare for the Homeless.
And has it been chaotic or violent recently?
It has been chaotic. As we know, August is always the most chaotic month that we have down here. Because the number of people on the street always swell to the highest numbers that we see all year. I would say this year, in comparison to last year, there's definitely fewer people.
I mean, I've been here a lot of times. I don't see as many familiar faces.
Right, yeah, and I think that's the challenge that we've had this summer, too, is that a lot of the familiar faces and people that we've worked with for many years, thankfully, are now in a better place. But what we are seeing is, unfortunately, newer faces, which is a different struggle for us, because it's people now that we have to just, you know, engage and get to know.
Why do you think it's here? Is that the million-dollar question? Do you want to say your name and title?
This is Tanya Del Rio. I'm the director of the coordinated response team for the mayor's office. It's a different path for everyone yet. Some people are here because they have substance use disorder and they find a space where they can be cared for and they can be kept alive by the services that Devin's team is providing. Some people are here because this is where they can find community. They've broken a lot of ties. And some people don't yet have a place to stay, and that's what we're working hard to provide, both housing and pathways to treatment.
As we talk, a man approaches Devin Larkin asking for help.
We got a word for the people with the
letitos.
You're
welcome. What did he want?
He wants to speak with somebody that speaks Spanish to go into detox.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah. And that's good. That's what we want, right?
We walk toward the engagement center, and on the way, we see Christina Benson. She's sitting on one of two reusable grocery bags containing her belongings. She's waiting for a city worker. Christina tells Larkin she's frustrated by the wait to finalize her housing in temporary cottages at the Shattuck Hospital. Benson is 41 years old. She says she's in recovery, and she wants to get off the streets.
So we're trying to get into the cottage. The Shattuck, the cottage is in there. So I have a key, you know, people have been stealing my meds, you know, going, they don't care, I'm pregnant, you know.
You're pregnant?
Yeah, I am pregnant.
Oh, how far along?
3 months.
And you're eager to have this baby?
Yeah, I think I deserve housing more than anything. I really honestly do.
So the engagement center is awfully quiet compared to last year. It was said to be operating on a limited basis after some violent incidents.
Yes, so the engagement center is open. It's currently open with limited hours, and then we've reduced the capacity to 35 people, and we're able to accommodate 50 people during weather emergencies.
And that's down from, what was the capacity before? I forgot.
It was 120. And then we've added a couple of different features in response to the increase in weapons that we've seen in the neighborhood. So we've added a metal detector here and some lockers and storage. So essentially people can come in, they check in at the front desk, they would walk through the metal detector, and we just ask them to dispose of any weapons that they might have.
So folks who sort of drive by and see all these structures and 160 people here and think, well, that didn't work, they're back. What do you say?
I think it's hard to drive by and have any kind of understanding of any of the work that's actually happening on the ground down here. You know, even for me just walking around, you saw somebody checking on their housing status and somebody going into detox, and you can't see that from the car. You can't hear what we're talking about, you know. So I just think there's a lot of misinformation on the work that's happening.
What I'd say is, yes, we're making progress. No, it's not easy and it's not quick. But there is a lot of teams involved in trying to make some progress here.
That's Tanya Del Rio, director of Boston's response to Mass and Cass. We also spoke with Devin Larkin with the Boston Public Health Commission.